The good news of God's love according to Matthew.
When John heard in prison what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, those with a skin disease are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. So last week, we got to hear some of the fire and brimstone preaching of John the Baptist. "The Messiah is coming to judge us all. When he gets here, unfruitful trees will be chopped down. The wheat will be separated from the chaff, and the chaff will be burned up with fire." Now, John has been imprisoned by King Herod and is facing an almost certain death. And the stories he's hearing about Jesus don't match the violent purification of sin that John was expecting. It turns out the Messiah doesn't give us what we expect. He gives us what we need. John wasn't wrong about Jesus. He just didn't have the whole picture. Before the Messiah comes to judge the living and the dead, the Messiah walks among us to demonstrate to us the depths of divine love. Jesus heals the blind, the deaf, and the diseased to bring them the knowledge that none of us walks through life alone. It's why he will choose to suffer and die on a cross. The reason that the least of us is greater than John the Baptist is because those of us who live on this side of the death and resurrection of Jesus, we know that God can even work through death to bring life, through suffering to bring healing, and through heartbreak to bring everlasting joy. God doesn't need to miraculously rescue us from the hardships of life when God is guiding us through them. When we find ourselves lost in a wilderness of desolation and devastation, God is walking beside us, working tirelessly to make the desert blossom with opportunity for us. When we choose to leave our comfort and complacency and go out into the wilderness, we get to see God at work in the lives of others. The church has waited more than 2,000 years for the triumphant return of Christ and the establishment of God's justice on earth. As we look at the violence and injustice that continue to rampage all around us, It's understandable if we get a little impatient. We want the fire and brimstone. We want God to impose justice on the world. But that doesn't seem to be God's chosen way of working, and we dare not take offense at it. Do we only want God to do what we want? Or are we willing to let God do as God sees best? In the letter of James, the justice for which we are waiting is compared to a harvest for which a farmer must wait through 2 annual cycles of rain. And while we wait, we mustn't allow our frustration to manifest itself in ways that hurt other people. We have to resist the temptation to grumble against one another. And it's not because our judge is waiting at the door to condemn us. Our judge is walking beside us along a well-watered desert highway. When someone hurts us or offends us, rather than talking about them to other people, we need to speak directly to them, secure in God's love for us and for them. Having lived experience of the self-sacrificing love of God, we can make a few sacrifices for each other. Having seen the power of God to bring life out of death, we can be God's messengers, preparing the way for God to rescue more people. Confident in God's life-giving presence, we can stand up against the wickedness that rises to crush the powerless and the poor. We live in a world that promises instant gratification and limitless distraction. It's easy to be entertained when what we need is an enduring joy that can never be taken away from us. We find that joy in entrusting ourselves to the God who journeys with us as we make our way home together.